Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, I am Mike Hoss. Bobby Hebert joining us in studio at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. So we're going to, you know, we're going to shake things up here a little bit, do things a little differently. Might shock you a little bit. We're going to let Bobby lead things off. Bobby's got a couple of questions for you as we begin tonight's show. Everybody, take it easy.
Take a deep breath.
Keep your seats.
Yeah, take a deep breath. Coach, what are you most frustrated about right now? Because, you know, you played football throughout your life as a little kid, played at the highest level at Boise State, what you're able to achieve. And the bottom line is what you're most frustrated about right now, because to me, it has to be something like you might wake him in the night and say, man, I'm having a nightmare. But what are you most frustrated about right now?
Yeah, we're just not giving ourselves the opportunity to win a couple of these games. And it's obviously frustrating. These guys put all they can into this thing each and every week. We know how challenging this thing is from a player's perspective, mentally and physically. And we're not playing enough winning football. We're not, this game we can make it as complicated as we want it to be. The fundamentals show up so many times. And so we have to be a much more fundamentally sound team and give ourselves a chance. And, when you look at it from an offense perspective, we got to be able to run the football. We got to be able to sustain drives and give ourselves opportunities there. And so obviously the focus for me is on finding the solutions for this, getting better as a coach, getting better, navigating this thing for our guys, because they work hard and they got to feel success, and they certainly deserve it based off how hard they played, but we just haven't gotten there.
Now, Coach Moore, look, after every game, this happens north, south, east, west, all different fan bases in National Football League, even college football. After every game, I host a Saints post game show, and I talk to Saints fans around the Gulf South. And across the country to Hoot at Nation. And, Coach, fans are just very frustrated right now. Some are angry, and, people always want answers. What is your message to Saints fans, and what can you give them to hold on to when you see that light at the end of the tunnel? Hopefully you're not telling them there's a light at the end of the tunnel, it's a train coming right at you, that there is a hope of light at the end of that tunnel. So how would you describe, what would be your message to the fans?
Yeah, no question. I think, we are right there with the same frustration. We all want the same things. We're all going for the same, the goals and aspirations. And so, while it's frustrating, yes, we have to look at it from a tangible, viewpoint, younger guys getting better, younger guys growing. Sometimes we got to navigate a few things and go through some storms. And, I think teams that go through these storms together, there's a lot of examples of this throughout the history of the NFL and professional sports. And, you come out of it a really resilient, tough team that has a ton of success on the back end of it. But it's never fun to go through a storm, but we're unfortunately going through one, and so we're gonna navigate this. We're frustrated each and every moment until we finally taste that success, and we're gonna get there.
So, Coach, in the storm, right? When I had troubles, my first phone call was to my dad. Right, he passed a couple of years ago. I'd cut off an appendage to talk to him again. So in this storm, you want support, right? But you also want straight talk, right? Who's your first phone call? Who has your ear? Who's your support?
I think our staff, we have a really good staff, for us to team up on this, our goal is always to find solutions. We look at ourselves first from a coaching staff perspective, and obviously – with our leadership here, Mickey and I obviously talk a lot as we kind of go through this journey, and we're all shooting for the same aspirations, and so we're going to find the solutions as we go here, and we obviously have urgency to get there quickly, there are certainly a few players. I think there's players that you can recognize that took a step, through this game, an unfortunate game collectively, but there were some guys that took some steps, and we got to lean into those and correct the things that we need to correct, and keep moving. That's simply the opportunities we have ahead of ourselves.
And it kind of is what it is. I don't know your wife. You have four kids. And so 1-8, and they went from Philly in a Super Bowl. It's not easy. New Orleans is a great town. They are going to embrace you. But it's also, it's tough, right? I mean, going to the grocery store, going to school, has it just been, you missed Halloween. You were in L.A. So it's they knew what they were getting into, and they married a coach, but it's tough on the whole family.
We're just doing everything we can to win a football game. And obviously that's our goals and aspirations. Everyone, I think, wants the same thing, from players, coaches, fans, everyone. We're all shooting for the same goal.
Coach, when I look at this, and I guess this might be more for Coach Staley, but obviously you being the head coach, I'm sure you communicate this with him. And, Saints fans have asked me, Bobby, I don't care if it was Dennis Allen or Brandon Staley, we never covered a freaking tight end. Now, I heard of Higbee, but then you got the draft pick with Ferguson, Allen, Higbee, and then Parkinson. Sound like a law firm. I've said that. They had 10 catches, 114 yards. Why have we struggled? I'm sure you talk to Coach Staley. Why have we struggled? And I can ask this to Mickey Loomis, too. Whether it was Dennis Allen, I'm telling you, or Brandon Staley. We have never, even when Derek Carr was the quarterback for the Raiders, we couldn't cover the tight end. Well, why are we struggling to cover the tight end position?
They did a really good job. I think if you connect all the dots, they ran the ball well. It allowed them to get in some play-action football. They got in some movements, the play-action where the QB's rolling out, and they were able to get some completion to the tight ends because of it. And then they got some third-down matchups that they were able to take advantage of, and they played a ton in that game with three tight ends on the field, something they obviously felt compelled to do. They're leaning into more and more as their season has progressed, and they are able to take advantage of it.
Now, Coach Moore, I thought I like your strategy here because we've been outscored in the first quarter now 75-16, so we're always chasing points. So you win the toss, you receive the opening kick, and you want to get off to a fast start. And obviously, that's not winning football. 13 points the last two games total. But I don't know. I was discouraged from the get-go. I know you weren't because you in the heat of the moment. But three and out, three and out, three and out. Somehow, I think fans ask me, Bobby, can we look how many minutes we've actually been leading this season? Can we get off that fast start? And I think that's going to be critical when we go to Carolina, is that somehow to figure out, can we get off to a first start? Now, ultimately, you want to be winning after the fourth quarter. But I'm like, right now, I just want to be winning after the first quarter.
Yep, I agree. I'm right there with you. We obviously took the football with the intent of we got to feel what it feels like to have a lead in the game. We haven't had enough of those. We got to start faster. We got to execute at a higher level. I got to find a way to create those opportunities for our guys because obviously we're not there. We're not getting it done at the beginning of the games, and we got to find a solution.
Need to take a quick break. You are listening to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. We will be back after this. Bobby Hebert, Mike Haas, and Kellen Moore here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, I'm Mike Haas. Bobby Hebert is at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. And coach, you spoke earlier, and I know it's been an issue, and that has been kind of the tackling. But this question might take a follow-up or two, but I want to make sure I got the numbers right. And that is, how many times, like if you wanted to work on tackling during the season, and if you could have full padded practice, and the way I, if the numbers are correct, in the regular season, you can have 14 regular season padded practices, but 11 of the 14 have to come in the first 11 weeks, and then the remaining three in the final 6 weeks. Is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
And so, and that being said, so you had week 10, Carolina, week 11 as a bye, then week 12, Atlanta. And I'm not saying this is the answer. I'm saying, is that something you have to look at judiciously when you're trying to kind of work on tackling and you want to do things, but you can only do so many things based on what you've already done from a padded practice standpoint?
Yeah, the way our schedule works, every Wednesday has been a padded practice. Obviously, that's your highest opportunity to practice, you know, the physical component from a fundamental standpoint, the tackling, the blocking, the ball security, just the high level of physicality that needs to drill those things. And so we've been able to do that each Wednesday. Obviously, the rules shift gears as we kind of head into the back end of this year. And so coming out of our bye week, you know, you're kind of limited to a couple, only three more opportunities. And so we do have to be smart about when to utilize those just so we can maximize the opportunity because we want to take advantage of those. But again, it's something that, you know, whether you're in pads or whether you're not in pads, you got to use every possible tool you can to continue to emphasize tackling.
Well, you know, Coach, I look at when you emphasize in tackling, come on, you don't get to the National Football League and you don't know how to tackle. You got to want to tackle. You got to want to tackle. Sometimes it might be painful to tackle. I know the Bengals could be working on tackling every day, and it might not work out. That big play, chunk play they gave up against the Bears, come on, they throw a shoulder in there? Well, what are you doing? You got to tackle. So you got to want to tackle. I don't know. I just had to make that comment. You know who wants to tackle and was outstanding, given opportunity? How about Jonah Williams? Jonah Williams here, he's on a practice squad. You activate him. Coach Taylor's familiar with him. He has three total tackles, two unassisted, a sack, quarterback hurry, two tackles for a loss. Now, that Who Dat Nation fans look at Jonah Williams. Now, he was playing with a lot of heart given the opportunity. And here's I can see why he's a five-year veteran from Weber State. You know, where did he come from? You know, he's been with the Rams, Detroit. We get him here. I had to acknowledge in the postgame Jonah Williams. You know who's a diamond in the rough? He was a flat-out diamond. I got to give a lot of credit, and he, you know, opportunity to be active and play in the game. He wasn't going through the motions.
No, he took advantage of an opportunity. Obviously, he was inactive the week before. Ridgeway had the illness heading into the game, and so he really got the late call up. And for him to respond the way he did was just a phenomenal performance. Obviously, Jonah's a really steady player. He's really smart. He plays the way you want every player to play, and so I thought he certainly had an impact on this game.
Now, Coach Moore, looking at Tyler Shough, everybody has to have a first game, an opportunity. Same poise to me. He didn't seem overwhelmed. But your first impressions, you played the position. When you're young, the transition, high school, college, and you're going into the pros. But I thought Tyler Shough, now he's behind the eight ball, but I thought he handled things well. When you looked at the film, and, you can critique him and all, but what were your observations, your first impressions?
Yeah, I felt like there was a lot of solid in his first start as an NFL quarterback. Ultimately, we collectively did not get it done. I felt like he didn't allow the circumstance to dictate how he played in a positive manner. He stayed steady through the whole thing. I think one big thing you always look at for quarterbacks is, how they handle the pocket. I thought his eyes were up. I thought he had a couple of really good examples of stepping up in the pocket to make plays downfield, which is a big part of playing quarterback in this league. You can't run back behind these guys. These edge rushers are going to get you. Before the end of half, I thought that drive was phenomenal. Him stepping up in the pocket, he found CO, then he found Juwan for the touchdown. And so there are certainly some things I think he can keep stacking, and I thought he managed it well.
So, Coach, I know, obviously, if you had these answers, you would fix them. But as you look at this defense against the run, and it's a copycat league, and the Rams did it, Bears ran fairly well, not as well as the Rams. The Rams had 171 yards, didn't – it was like death by 1,000 cuts, right? I mean, Kyren Williams averaged 4.6 yards a carry, Corum 4.5 yards a carry. But overall, they just – 5 and 6 yards – every time they touch it, just it wears you out. So how do you stop that?
Yeah, I think you start with run games, a collective effort. It takes all 11. You have to be very much assignment sound. You have to play in your gap. You can't create creases, can't create opportunities. You got to tackle really well. And then there's a play style to it. You got to be physical. It's a physical, dirty game. Sometimes in the run game, you got to be willing to get dirty and get physical, and make some stops in that situation to put them in some obvious passing situations. And we didn't do that well enough in this game.
Need to take another break. We will come back and move ahead just a little bit as we talk about the West Coast to East Coast trip. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. And now moving briefly on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard, Moving and Warehousing, first in service. And that would be L.A. West Coast, Charlotte East Coast. Lots of airtime. And so Carolina, and you and I talk about this, Coach, almost every week or whenever it's important. And that is, hey, 2 touchdown underdogs. And that's exactly what Carolina was in Green Bay. And they go in there, not impressively, but do enough to do what they got to do. They win 16-13. And they were a 2 touchdown underdog. But, it begins with Rico Dowdle, right? 735 yards. This defense, your defense, has faced a lot of explosive passing. This is an explosive runner, 520-plus, 240-plus, 150-plus. I mean, that's where it begins with Carolina.
Carolina has found a formula that's been working really well. I think their defense has always been steady. They're playing opportunistic football, and then they're running the football. Rico was in Dallas when I was there, and he's a really physical runner. He's playing as well as he ever has. He's playing with physicality, and he's having a huge impact on this little run that they've been able to carry.
Coach Moore, looking at the last two games, speaking of the running game, look at our rushing attempts. Again, I know, you did it with Saquon and the Eagles, and now you have to be maybe playing with a lead and you're controlling the ebb and flow in the tempo, but only 14 rushing attempts. We averaged 4.1, but only 57 yards. And up until Taysom Hill had that nice power run for 29 yards, that was our first down, why have we struggled to run so much? I'm not talking about even the average. I'm talking about, like, splash plays, chunk plays. And what I mean by that, a run of 20 yards or more. Now, I thought we'd see more of this, what Alvin Kamara did against the Cardinals. I want to say it was like an 18 or 19-yard touchdown run. But no, it has not been. That was the longest run we've had. Really, we had the halfway point when I look at it, when Taysom had that 29-yard run. And it did give us a spark. Why have we not been able to maybe get those splash or chunk runs? Because we always talk about in the passing game, those big splash plays in the passing game. But I've been discouraged why we've not been able to get those chunk runs of like 20-plus.
Yep. Yeah, you're right on it. We're not able to create explosive runs right now. That's a collective effort, but certainly we got to put ourselves in those situations, and we got to create some. And it takes all 11. It takes the perimeter blocking. Takes the ability to make a play in space, you know, break a tackle, and we got to obviously be cleaner up front. I think this game was a great tale of really inefficient first down running game, put you in a little bit of a challenging situation. You know, we weren't able to create the rhythm that allows you to run the football, you know, on first down and then second down and play third and short, and now your rush attempts start building as they go, and, you know, that's ultimately how we want to play. We need to play, but we got to be clean on first down.
Now, Coach Moore, I guess all coaches around the league, are they talk about, you know, takeaways come in bunches. Or, you know, how do all of a sudden we're plus five, and you look at now we're minus four for the season. And I don't know, can you put a finger on this, or how do you address this to the team? Because all of a sudden, the last three games, at 4-4-2, we've had 10 turnovers. And you know that's not winning football. We cannot, the margin of error, we cannot afford to do that. So what is your take? How do you address that to the team? Because that was not a concern or an issue. We were not turning over the football at the beginning of the season. But like I said, the last three games we've had 10 turnovers.
Yeah, they got the big turnover in the third quarter. They got the strip attempt. You know, they were able to create the turnover there on the rush attempt. And so that was a huge missed out for us. Ultimately, we only had one drive in that third quarter. They controlled the entire third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, obviously Tyler threw, you know, an interception. It was a fourth down call. He's trying to make a play. And so, you know, obviously I understand the context in which that one was in. But ultimately we got to protect the football and we got to go take this thing away. And so, we're not creating those opportunities on the defensive side. We're not attacking the football and, you know, but we're not putting ourselves in those situations to attack it.
Coach, it was a little hard to discern the severity of both Cesar Ruiz and Jack Stoll because they went in the tent. They both got on separate carts, went in different portals, out portals, in portals. What is the latest with those two injuries and how much time they could miss?
Yeah, Cesar, we find our two concerns are Tolly and Jack. And so, you know, they both have high ankles, and so this will be a week-to-week thing. We'll see, you know, if they're available this week. If not, we'll have this week the bye week, and then we'll see how it progresses in the next couple weeks. And so, you know, bummer situation for those two guys. I thought, you know, Jack's always obviously does a lot on teams, plays a really valuable role there. And then Tolly, I thought he's had a couple really good games. He's been progressing well, and, you know, it's a challenging situation, but those guys will come back.
Now, you know, Coach Moore, have you ever been in a game? Because, you know, the numbers can lie, but, boy, I was looking at, if I just saw this, and no way we'd come away with a win. We had 10 total first downs. We were 22% on third down. We were 33% in the red zone, not one of three. And we only had freaking 40 plays. What? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for 40 plays, I mean, have you ever been part of that? Probably not.
Nope. 40 plays, yeah, whatever formula you create, if you run 40 plays on offense, it's not going to be a successful day. And, you know, that takes us extending drives and having success and moving the ball and sustaining it. So.
Well, Coach, it's back to work again. Carolina, your second division game. And, again, they've done well, winning in Green Bay and Lambeau Field, not easy. So we appreciate your time. I know it's not easy. I know 1-8 is not fun for anybody in that building. We know how hard you're working. And good luck this week.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.